סימן דף למד זין למד בייס פור ליינס מדבר בישלוימה למען דיומה מוישוב קולמוקים שעתם יושבים משמן. We have in the Mishneh המחלקס if Chadosh is also all over, and that is Chomesh Veseichen is coming to ask for Chadosh all over, or if Chadosh is only also in Eretz Yisrael, Chomesh Veseichen is coming to tell us after Yerusha and Yeshiva. So the Gemara says as follows: Bishloima Laman De Omar Moishav Kol Mokim Sha'atem Yoishve Mashma, means all over. And if it means all over, so therefore the Issa Chadosh started as soon as they came to Eretz Yisrael. There's no delayed Zman to Yerush and Yeshiva. Yoishve Seichem means all over, but it's not delaying the Zman of the Biyat Eretz Yisrael. So Haina Dechsev, so with this we can understand, it says in the Pasuk, Ayoichlu ma'avu ha'oretz mimochas ha'peisach. They ate from the Tvua of Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah says a date when they ate from the Tvua of Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says in Yeshua, mimochas ha'peisach, the day after Achilas ha'peisach, which is Tezayin Nissan. That's when they ate of the Tvua. So we can be medayik mimochas ha'peisach ochel mikor alei ochel, but before them they were not permitted to eat, because tesvav nissen, there was an issa chadosh. The issa chadosh fell off tesayin nissen with the akrav esayimah. Alma akrav oima v'hoda ochel, and that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. The pasuk is coming to tell us that the first were capable of eating the tvua of Eretz Yisrael mimochas haPesach after the yom achilas haPesach after Tzivon Nissan. That means Tzayin Nissan. Ella leman de'oma la'ache Yerusha b'yeshiva, but according to the man de'oma la'ache Yerusha b'yeshiva, so when they came into Eretz Yisrael, there was no issa of chodosh whatsoever. They had 14 years before the issa chodosh will be chal, is nechel alta. So why does it say vayeichlu mimochas haPesach? They could have eaten as soon as they entered Eretz Yisrael. There's no Issa Chodosh. So the Gemara answers, Lehavi Tzrichi. The Pasuk is telling us there was no need to eat from the Tvua Sa'oretz till Tezayin Nissan. That is telling us Halachas. Halachas, they were permitted to eat as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael, which was Yud Nissan, and they were permitted to eat, but there was no need to eat from the Tvua Sa'oretz if they had months. They had mom to eat. So Kozman, you have mom, you don't go and eat Tvua. But when the source of mom stopped, so then they had to eat Tvua. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, Bnei Yisrael ochlu as hamon, aboyim shone, ad boyam el eretz neshavetz. Esamon ochlu ad boyam el ktsei eretz kenan. Now we'll see, let's learn the wild way Rashi says pshat. Eretz neshoves means Eretz Yisrael. So they ate mon till they came to Eretz Yisrael. Esamon ochlu ad boyam el ktsei eretz kenan. And this means that they ate the mon by Eber HaYardin, which is the beginning of the Knesset to Eretz Kenan. So we're speaking about two different makaymas. We're speaking about Eber HaYardin, Eretz Sichon Ba'ik. We're speaking about Eretz Neshavas, which is Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk is telling us two zmanim to when they ate the man, Ad Boyim Al Eretz Neshavas. And then it says the man Ochlu Ad Boyim Al Tzei Eretz Kanan. Two different zmanim. So the Gemara asks, the Efshaloima Ad Boyim Al Eretz Neshavas, Shikvar Nema Al Tzei Eretz Kanan. Yevshleima al tzei eretz kenan, shekva nema ad boyim al eretz neshavetz. Okay, tza, v'shiva ba'odo meis moish. Moshe Rabbeinu was nifta 7 days in Adar. U'posak mon mileret. And then, the mon was b'schus Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was nifta, so the mon ceased the fall, there's no more mon. V'hoyu mistakim mimon shebekleim. But the mon that they had yet, the kalim from the last nefila, ad shisha osa b'nissen, till 16 days in Nissen. And 16 days in Nissen, the mon's seat, there was no more mon in the kalim left. That is pshat the pasuk. Imochas haPesach vayoychlu ma'avu ha'aretz. Then their only sustenance was from the tvuas Eretz Yisrael. Imochas haPesach, because then their supply of man ended. Let us see. Rashi. So Rashi says, Bishleim Laman da Omar. According to the man, the Omar, that holds, that Moshe means, B'chol Mokim Sha'atim Yoshvim. So therefore, Moshe received Gabe Chodosh, lovely Yerusha v'Yeshiva Osa. The basis of the Kasha is not of B'chol Mokim Sha'atim Yoshvim. The basis of the Kasha is that there is no Heter till Yerushin Yeshiva. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So if there's no Het of Yerushin Yeshiva, so Memele, so it's very good why they first were permitted to eat from the Tvuas Ha'oretz when there were 16 days in Nissan. But according to the man the Yomar, that there was no Issa Chodosh whatsoever, so why did they have to first eat Imochas HaPesach? So the Gemara answered, Lo Havi Tzrichi, there was no need for them to eat from the Tvuah. Shenistatku min hamon shebekleim. They were eating the mon that they brought along with them. Al-Eretz Neshavas. Now the Gemara brings that there are two psukim. Nei Yisrael ochlu asamon arboim shona adboyom el Eretz Neshavas. So Eretz Neshavas, Rashi says, me'eva hayardin ve'ilach, that means Eretz Yisrael, she'ichshuve me'eretz Sichon Ba'ik. This is more choshuv in Eretz Sichon Ba'ik, kev'ashken be'moyshe, shoy mis'ave likonis lo v'kori lo toive. It's very interesting how Rashi wants to translate Eretz Neshavas. The Pasuk is comparing Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Sichon Ba'ik. Now you can't say, Eretz Yisrael was settled and Eretz Sichon Ba'ik was not settled. There were people living in Sichon Ba'ik, there was a nation Sichon Ba'ik, there was Canaanim in Eretz Yisrael. So somehow Rashi learned pshat that Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Miyushebes, that's what Rashi says in Chumash. And somehow Miyushebes means Toivo, Chashuvo, that's the Taich Miyushebes. the chshivas was not from those who were living there. They didn't add any chshivas to the others. Moshe Rabbeinu did not desire to enter Eretz Yisrael because of the dayon, of the kedushas Eretz. Bo kaponim, Eretz miyushaves means it's the Eretz mitzadat meizachoshe ve'eretz. It's an Eretz toiva. So they ate for 40 years mon. Samon ochlu, nesol ochlu, esamon aboim shana, at boyom el eretz neishavetz. Yeah. And then it says, esamon ochlu at boyom el tsei eretz kana. Ba'al v'ismoya, shishom v'ismoyshe, shihi eretz o amoyri. Ba'al sfas hayardai. So why is Sichin Ba'oik called Ketzei Eretz Kenan, she Ketzei Knisas Eretz Kenan. This is the beginning how one enters Eretz Kenan. That's where the Rishash is Moira. Not so posh that the Yardin is in Eretz Yisrael. The Yardin is called Eretz Yisrael. So then this is the Mokim that one enters Eretz Kenan. So that's how the Gemara answers. Agavuka the Rishash wants to say, we'll see Taisus is Chaylik and Rashi, but the Rishash wants to bring a raya to what we just learned now from Rashi. Rashi says that Eretz Neishavis means Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Knan means Eretz Sichin Boig. Now, it's very interesting that when we bedaik the Psukim, the pasuk says, "Uvnei Yisrael ochlu es hamon arboim shana." The pasuk is magdim the poel to the noun, "Ochlu es hamon arboim shana." Then it says later, "Es hamon ochlu ad boyom al ktzei eretz kenan." The mon they had eaten till they came to eretz kenan. So it's very interesting. Here we're magdim the poil to the noun, and here we're magdim the noun to the poil. So he wants to say that if you magdim the poil to the noun, well, let's say the other way. Es hamon ochlu means they only ate the mon. You say, es hamon ochlu, they ate the mon. That means Kozman, the mon was falling, or till they came to Eretz Sichon Va'oik, till Moshe Rabbeinu was nifta. That's what they ate. Es hamon ochlu. There was nothing else to eat. There was nothing else worthwhile eating. So es hamon ochlu. Ad boyim al tzei Eretz Kenan. But then the mon stopped falling. They had reserve. They had storage in their kelim. So he wants to say, but since the mon stopped falling already, so they ate other things also. Listen, we don't have a steady income every day coming. The bun start falling already. They had bun in the kelim. So ochlu, they ate other things. And esamon, they ate the mon also. So that's pshat and the shinli halosh. That's what the Rishash wants to say. Let us see Taisvitz. Mimochas ha-Pesach ochel, mikore loy ochel. So the kasha is, Mimochas ha-Pesach is tezayin nissen. That's when the first ate the tvuah. Hiksha ha-Rav Avrom Eben Ezra. So the Eben Ezra is the kasha. Heichi amrinen, Mimochas ha-Pesach dohoche ha-Beshisha oso benissen. How could the Gemara say by us that Mimochas HaPesach means 16 days in Nisan after the Akrovus Oime? Dume Mimochas HaPesach Mimochas Shchitas HaPesach Koma. Hagino means Mochas Achilas HaPesach. They shechted the Kol Pesach Yudalit and they ate the Kol Pesach Tezvot. Early Tezvot, which is Tezvot. So And it says, Mimochas HaPesach, the day after the blank Pesach. Mimochas HaPesach. So it either means the day after the Shkitas HaPesach, or the day after the Achilas HaPesach. So if it's the day after the Shkitas HaPesach, it's Tezvah. If it's the day after Achilas HaPesach, it's Tezai. So the Ibn Ezra is, so I Gemara assumed, it means the day after the Achilas HaPesach. Dilma, what's the kash? Dilma Mimochas HaPesach, Mimochas Shkitas HaPesach, come on. Maybe Ibn Ezra means the day after Shkitas HaPesach. Tahainu Tezvav Benisn, Shadayin Le Nikra Vohima. That Vohima was not Nikra. So Pum Fakel, you want to bring a Raya, that there was an Issa Chodosh. And that's why they had to wait till Tezayin Nisan. I'll bring a Fakel Raya, there was no Issa Chodosh. The Pasuk says they ate Tezvav Nisan. And Chodosh is still lost there. So the Tezvav is because he had another 14 years. Sakin Yiske Kashe. Who told you that Mimochas HaPesach means the day after Achilas HaPesach, you mean the day after Shchitas HaPesach? But Ibn Ezra didn't ask Tammuz, I didn't know to say like this, Ibn Ezra had a raya. The Ochi Nami Ashkin, he says, look what the Taich Mochas HaPesach is. The Ochi Nami Ashkin Beparshis Masai, the Si, Mimochas HaPesach Yotzu B'nei Yisrael. Now what does that mean? They were now Tezvav. So you see, Klal, that the Taich Mimochas HaPesach means the day after Shchitas HaPesach. That's Klal in the Pasuk. So that's Pshat in Pasuk. So what's the Gemara's Kash over here? So Pum Fakel. It says that they ate Tezvav Nisan. So there's no Issa Chodosh. Ba'imah Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Ba'ay Mimochas HaPesach Toh. Haino Tezvo Benisin Namikom. You're right. Ibn Ezra, you're 100% right. Mochas HaPesach means Tezvo Benisin. Vahochi Perushay Dekra. But this is Pshat in the Pasuk. Vayoichlu Me'avu Ha'oretz. They ate from the Tvuah of Eretz Yisrael. Kloima Min Hayoshon Mimochas HaPesach. Shreihutzuchu lechel matzoit, vekoloi dahaynu chodesh leochlu ad etzem hayoy mazeh, dahaynu tezayin benissen laacher shekorav hoyma. In Yeshua, Perek Hei, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Pasuk says as follows, vayoychlu me'avu ha'oretz, Mimochas HaPesach Matzis V'koloi Be'etzem Hayoim Hazem. This is the Loshon HaPosik. So the Rabbeinu Tam split up this Posik very conveniently. He said as follows. Hayoichlu they ate Me'avur Ho'oretz. Agavuch the Redak says Avur Ho'oretz means Mishono she'ovro, the tvua of last year, Yoshon. Vayoichlu me'avur ha'oretz, they ate last year's tvua. Mimochas ha'pesach, tesvav nisin, matzis. That means they had to eat matzis. So the matzis they ate was me'avur ha'oretz from last year's tvua. The kolui, but the roasted kernels, that's from the new tour. The etzem hayoyim hazeh. That they ate the Zionist. That they ate the Zionist. That's how the Rebbe the Tam learned Pshat. So the kasha is not from the first half of the pasuk, which the Gemara brings. It's from the second half of the pasuk that the Gemara didn't bring. Hesus is saying in the pasuk, v'koloi. Be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, and be'etzem hayoyim hazeh means tezayin nisin. That's by the Issa Chodesh, it says adetzem hayoyim hazeh. So the kashi is from the second half of the pasuk, but Ibn Ezra is 100% right. He do have to translate mimochas ha'pesach. The matzahs they ate from Yoshom, and the koloi they ate the next day. So let us see again in the Vedic. בואי מרבינו אותם. דהי ממוחס הפסח דהוכב, היינו תסמו בניסן נמי כוח. That's you right. Ebenezer is 100% right. בוחי פירושי דיקו. ויוכלו מעבו האורץ. That means עבו האורץ is תבואי מישונה שעברו. קלוימה. מן היושה. ממוחס הפסח. So they had to eat Yosha, שהוצח הולך למצוית. They had to eat matzes. As one is. So they ate מעבור האורץ. וקולוי, והיינו חודש, לא יאכלו. עד עצם היום הזה, והיינו תזיין וניסן. לאחר שקורא פועים. Lochinami Ashkechen Tezayin Dikri Be'etzem Ayyem Azeh. So the whole kash is from the second half of the Pasuk. Dechsiv Alechem Bekoli Bekamlo Yisoykla Be'etzem Ayyem Azeh. Or could be the kash is also from the first half of the Pasuk, because the first half of the Pasuk says, Ayyoychlu Me'avu Ha'oretz Matzis. The Matzis, they had to make sure it's Yasha. So the kash could be also from the first half of the Pasuk. What the Gemara brings. That's how the Rebbe the Tam says Pshat. V'ri meforish. And the Ri does not like this Pshat. And he says as follows. Nehei de ba'alme mimochas ha-pesach avitesmo. That's true. Ebenezer bought a raya from Chumash. And mimochas ha-pesach means mimochas ha-achilas ha-pesach. Oche rotzoloyma tezayin. So the Ri says, the Loshen HaTayra Lachud, the Loshen Nevi'im Lachud, the Loshen Chachomim Lachud. So he says, you can't, the Torah says like this, Lishna Dikos, Mochas HaPesach, is Mochas Shitas HaPesach. You're right. And the Loshen of the Novi, Mochas HaPesach, is Mochas Achilas HaPesach. I mean, what's the, you can't, build one from the other, it's different lashonis. And then he says, Val kocha chotzorach loimakein. You have to say this pshat. The im loikein, amai itzach lemeima mikore loyochol. Now let's look at the Loshon HaGemara. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's a pachat noirem. Hayne dechsi, vayoichlu mabur haoretz mimochas hapesach. So what does this mean? Mimochas HaPesach means that they ate Yoshon Mimochas HaPesach the Tesvot Nissan. Mimochas HaPesach Ochu Mi'ikore Lo Yochu. They ate Yoshon Tesvot Nissan. They didn't eat it Yudalit. Now what does that mean? Yoshon could eat Tesvot, could eat Yudalit. So Kochach Mimochas HaPesach Ochu means Tazayin they ate it, because they're makrib the yoima. Mikol the loyoch. So, kochi you have to say mimochas ha-pesach means tazayin. So that's my, so Mishnah Salevi wants to say that the Rebbe Tam is also moide, that the Lishna de Chachom and Mezicha, tazayin. So, but the Lishna de Kroh is tazvot. Mimochas ha-pesach ochol koli mistomen means Mimochas ha-pesach ochol koli mikol leyoch. Look upon him, that's the Riz Kash and the Rabbein Natam. He said, if you will not be moide that the Lashonis are interchangeable, can mean I'm all like that, I'm all like this, so it doesn't make sense what the Gemara is saying. According to Mimochas ha-pesach is tezvov nissen, and it says Mimochas ha-pesach ochol mikol leyoch. There's a difference between tezvov and yudalit. That's about it. Yeah. You can't build
that to understand a lotion of the Novi from a Mishnah, because these are this is Torah, this is Nevi'im, and they don't use the same Lashonis. Let's see the next Tosfos. Akrev oimer pahada ochel. Birushalmi makshe lama loy ochlu matza michadosh. V'yovi esed de be'erev teichlo matzes v'yitche loy sase de chadosh. Now that's where the Marsha says, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's very difficult. Birushalmi's kashe. If the Pasuk says they ate Yoshan, on Kochan there was Yoshan to be eaten. So we have a klal, ain esse doicha loisase, if it's a mokim shev shalakayim shtem, if there's Yoshan, so why are you eating chadosh, esse doicha loisase? Eat Yoshan. Well, the only heter of esse doicha loisase is, if the only oifen, the mitzvah can be miskayim by through triye, so then we say esse doicha loisase. But if there's Yoshan, eat Yoshan. So the Yerushalmi is one of the two. Either, I mean, the Yerushalmi is not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, the Yerushalmi is not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Or Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah brings down that the Yerushalmi held that before Tezayin Nissen, all the Tvuah that had grown in Eretz Yisrael was Asa. Not only the Chodosh was Asa. All Tvuah in Eretz Yisrael was Asa. It became Mutter. And they were makrim daima. That's what the Rishalmi says. So there's also not like that the Rabbeinu Tam, because the Rabbeinu Tam says v'yevul mabuho teyed yoshan. According to the Rishalmi, they couldn't eat yoshan either. They had to eat from tagri yom asoilam. They couldn't eat from mabuho. So the Rishalmi is shver according to the Rabbeinu Tam. But according to the Rishalmi, it's gewaldi. According to the Ri, there was no Yoshan available, and the Chodosh became Mutter Tezayinism. The Pasuk says they ate from the Tvuah, they ate from the new Tvuah Tezayinism. So the Yerushalmi asks, why couldn't they eat the Kezayis from the new Tvuah before? But they asked, they chaloisas. It seems they only ate from the Tvuah Sa'oret Tezayinism, because then they were Makrib Da'ima. They could have eaten from the Tvuah Sa'oret Leil Tezvot, because that's the Chalaisas. Yushalmi Makshe Lama Le'ochlo Matza Michadosh. So they could have eaten from the Nut, from Tvuah Eretz Yisrael Leil Tezvot. V'yovei Esed Be'erev Toichlo Matzes V'yitche Le'isas Adachadosh. Umetaretz. So the Yerushalmi answers, the Ein Esed the Koidem Hadibu Doicha Loisase the Acher Hadibu. That this is an Esed of Koidem, an Asay of Koidem Hadibu, Matzah, and this is Chodesh's Lav of Acher Hadibu, the Ein Esed Koidem Hadibu Doicha Loisase the Acher Hadibu, Inami a second Teretz Yeshloima. And this kash is the gzeiris kizayis rishin otzer kizayis sheni. I mean, the rabbonon, they would not permit to eat the kizayisim because you're not eating, you might eat more than the kizayis. I just mentioned the kash, there's a kash from Rabbi Yenis and Eibshitz on this Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yenis and Eibshitz asked, the Gemara says, Bimei Evloi Shel Moshe, they forgot a lot of halachas. One of the things they forgot was shiurim, the exact shiur. The shiurim they forgot, the exact shiur. So, let's have you this naipshit. So if they did not know clearly the shiur, so you don't know what a kizayis is. So you start eating, so this tweet started. Either you're eating pachas mikizayis, or you're eating a kezayis, or you're eating more than a kezayis. Now, there's two tzodim, then you're even this a chotzi shir, if you're eating more than a kezayis. So you're eating, so there's no es anymore, so you're eating a chotzi shir. If you're eating less than a kezayis, you're also eating a chotzi shir, you're not making the mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah es. Maybe you hit it on the head. No, but if they didn't know the shir, how can you hit it on the head? They forgot the... What is Pshat in Yerushalmi's kasha? As they pray, Rabbi Yenis and Eibshitz. ובני ישראל אוכלו את המון ממשונים. אי אפשר. זה אומר את זה כפייסוס, זה אומר את זה כקשה. We have the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara understood that the Pasuk is telling us when they ate the two of Eretz Yisrael. Machas HaPesach, they ate the two from Eretz Yisrael. So why did they eat it then? Because then they were permitted, before they weren't permitted. So Saraya, that Yisachadosh was Noyig then. Moses says, no, that's not Pshat and Pasuk. Pshat and Pasuk is, they ate the Truah then because the month stopped. And then the Gemara says, how do you know that the month stopped? I'll prove it to you, because it's a Sira to Pesukim, a whole Cheshbin, so I'll prove to you that the month stopped. Let's just see the Pasuk in Yeshua. It says in Pasuk, V'yechlu ma'bur ha'oretz, m'mochas ha'pesach, matzis v'koli, בעצם היום הזה, וישפויס המון ממוחוס, the month stopped the next day, is ממוחוס הפסח, ואוכלו מייבור האורס, when they ate מייבור האורס, there was no month, so היו יאילו בני ישראל מון, ויכלו מתבוס ארץ כנען בשונאי. So this whole terrace of the Gemara, that Moshe Pshat is that they ate from the Torah because there was no more mom, that's the next Pasuk. Next Pasuk says this. And our Gemara has to make a whole cheshbon. You know there was no mon. How do you know there's no mon? Because it's the psukim and thus. Look at the next pasuk. Next pasuk says, "Klo." The whole thing you're saying without this whole drash. The imtayma fektoisa mailei mapik leikula milsa behedi dechsiva yishba isham mon. That's next pasuk. Imochas haPesach leyo yoyd of Nei Yisrael mon. Alma zat hash to habu Yisrael. V'shema neichel ele medrash midibrei Torah. That means, amore de kezach, if we want to prove something, if we have a pasuk that can prove it, we bring a raya midibrei Torah, not from the Novi. Dibrei Torah, this is, that's the other say, the Gemara es akashe, that, the one man Yom said Yaakov Avinu loy meis. So the Mares are like meis. They were vaspatim, they were chayded, they're like meis. So he says, what he said, mikra ni doirish. The posse, the makish, zari loy, mazari b'chaim, mavu b'chaim. Again, ask the makash, how can you say loy meis? Look at it. What are you asking? The posse says, mazari b'chaim, mavu b'chaim. You have kashas, you have problems. I don't know what the... That doesn't bother me what your kasha is. The pasuk says he's alive. The pasuk is alive. I understand that that's your problem. But I'll kapon him, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. And the Gemara wanted to prove something. So if I have a pasuk, even though it's a drash from a pasuk, you bring me a pasuk in that. But this is a pasuk in the Torah. A pasuk in the Torah, that's the most palatal chazach that we have. So I mean, that's what the Gemara wanted to bring to prove that the month stopped. Zionism, the mobbings arrive from the post. At boy malarz neshavas pesh bekuntres einu me'eva layaldein. Ve'elech, the chshuva me'eretzich and boik. So you're comparing these two lands, this is called neshavas. At boy malzei eretz kanan, einu asfas hayardein, shutzei eretz kanan, v'einu eretzich and boik. V'yesh mefoshen ipcha, others learn different. So this was the first settled mokim. They're coming from a midbar. They're going umavkim in midbar. Ava yishuv. Oktzei eretz kanan. Haino soif eretz kanan. Tchilas eretz kanan. That's the Roshash wants to say. So that's the Gemara Vayta. Tanya Yidach, we learned a different beraisa. Ubnei Yisrael ochlu asamon aboim shonim. They ate a month for 40 years. Frech the Gemara v'chi aboim shonim ochlu, they ate it 40 years. Loi aboim shonim chosu shloishim yoyim ochlu, they ate it 40 years minus a month. Because when the month first fell, Tezayin Iyah. And the month stopped, Tezayin Nisan. So it stopped a month earlier. So how much at the 840 years? It's 39 years and 11 months. Elalay malach ugay sheitziu mi mitzrayim tamu bahem tam mon. So vayoychlu as a mon means that even though it wasn't mon, but since it had the tam of mon, so it's also, so vayoychlu includes the ugay smatzes that they had taken out of Mitzrayim. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Tanya idach, v'shiva ba'odo meis Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was nostalgic, 7 days in Ado. V'shiva ba'odo leilat, and he was born 7 days in Ado. Minayin she v'shiva ba'odo meis, shenema, so now this says, we'll prove it, shenema says in the Pasuk, v'yomos shom Moshe ebed Hashem. We don't know exactly when this was, but let's go further. Uchsi vayivku b'nei Yisrael es Moshe ba'arva yismoya shloishim yayim. So after the Mises, the Mises Moshe, there was 30 days of Pchi. Uchsi vayi achim Moshe eved Hashem, that's the beginning of Yeshua. Uchsi Moshe avdi meis ba'ata kum avayim. So this is the Gemara understood after the shloishim yayim of the Yimei V'chi Ebel Moshe, Tosfos says about of it, because Kozman was in the Shloshim of Moshe, the Yeshua, there's no Nebuah Sheira B'teich Hatzvah, so the Shloshim Yoyim, there was Havela, so there was no Nebuah. So after the 30 days, the Rabbein Shalom told Yeshua, Chsiv Moshe Adi Meis, Vater Kum Abel. Now you should go over to Eretz Yisrael. And there it says, "Ivru bekerav amachne, v'tzivu v'tzavu sa'om leima echinu lachem tzeida, kibi oid shloishish yomim tavru esayad." So they were informed that in 3 days they're going to be over. They're going to the yavin. So we have. So this after the 30 days we have another 3 days and we over the yavin. Receive. V'ha'om olu min ha'yardim be'osar l'chodesh harishim. That they were over the yardim 10 days in Nisan. So now we can go backwards. So we know that there were 33 days from when they came to Eretz Yisrael to when Moshe Rabbeinu died. Say mehem shloishim shloisha yomim l'matzayim. Olamato shebeshiva ba'ado meis Moshe. Uminayim shebeshiva ba'ado noilad Moshe. How do you know he was born? 7 days in Ado, Shanema. Yem aleim ben meyer ve'eshrim shona anuchi hayoim. Yuchloi lotes belovay shein talmud loima hayoim. Ma talmud loima hayoim. Malam shkodesh bochu yoyshev. So Memela da Yoim was, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, it just ended 120 years of my life. That means, so, and this was Zayin Ador. This was right by Zayin Ador. He says, he ended the 120 years. The Zayin Ador was from the beginning of the 121st year, but Kvodim, that's when it ended. That's where we go Meis Les. The Volga to the Mabel when it came to the Zayin Ador was Ayoy. Let us see what Rashi says. Look, Rashi. Chosu Shloishim, the more asked before, it wasn't 40 years. 40 years minus 30 days, and he stopped called Mahugay, Shay Tim and Mitzrayim, the Sivir Yisim, Eilam, Yavoy, Kaladas, and they saw Mid Bansin, Shaben Eilam, Ben Sina, Bechmisha, Sayem, Lachidish, Hashani, Ursi, Basrei, but they were complaining 15 days in Eo, Bishapena, Sirabosa, Siv Hindi, Mamta, Lachem, Lechem, Alma, Bishisha, Osa, Be'eo, Hamon, Hiskele, later. Fayiv kubnei Yisrael shloishim yoyim omdu babes moyev lebchi b'shnitzav Yeshua lasiyem echinu lam tzeidu laderach kibu yomim ubashlishi the third day obras hayadim b'siv ba'oid shloishish yomim echsiv ba'osa lachedish harish, and that's when they arrived in Eretz Yisrael, which is the third day. Tzei shloishim v'shloishim l'machreya v'hein asara b'nissen. So going backwards, we have 10 days in Nisan, the Eslim, the Gimel, the Ador, 23 days in Ador, the Mafreya, Bohu, Shiva, the Ador, Vov, Yomim, Ovro, Mimenu, that means 6 days have passed, and you, counting back, the Eslim, the Shloish, the Reich of Tess, the Ador, Choso. That means that the seventh day was the first day of the 23 days in Adar. Let us see Tosfos. Tzei mehem lamed gimel l'mafreya. So the Gemara said, then you go backwards. Peirish bekuntres, shloishim yoyim omdu ba'arvesh moyev l'bchi Tavi Yeshua Lesi and Echinu Lam Tzeidu Laderech Kimu Yomim Kedursi Boit Shloish Shomim Matam Oidrim Nimtze Shekolu Shloishim Yoyim Evo Moshe Bezayim Benissen Lamochas Pirim Chesi Bakadish Bochum Yeshua Shekoidum Lochein Loidiba Imo Shaneshchina Shoyre Mitech Asvis Vainu Dursi Vom So the Dibur to Yeshua was Ches Nissen Ches Ches and Yud already they were in Eretz Yisrael. And the Siva Molam in a Yardin Ba'osa Lachish. Vehikshari. So the Riyah is Tamir the Kakashim, Mikro Achine. And he said, the way we're learning now, the third day, Ba'ich Lo Shishomim, means the third day they arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Vehikshari, Mikro Achine, the Siva Yeshua, Vehi Miktei Shlo Shayon, was the end of the 3 days. Yoima Yeshua Ma'omis Kadoshu, Kimocho Yasa Hashem, Bekilbechem Niflois. O Mikte Shloisha Yomim, so my mail was the end of the 3 days, I mean the 3 days from when the Rabbi Nishlom spoke to Yeshua. So that's according to Rashi, Chesnis and Tesnis and Yudnis, was the end of the 3 days. So he told them, Vekamalahu, Lemocho. Tomorrow we'll make Nissan. Alma be Yudalef Avru. Ukra Kama be'oser lachodesh. So we have here a mathematical problem over here. I said from this pasuk it seems that if we will assume that the Rabbi Shalom spoke to Yeshua Ches Nissan, so one pasuk says they came there Yud Nissan, and the other pasuk seems to say that at the end of the third day. He said, tomorrow we're going to be Nifloyd, which is Yudalef Nissan. V'yesh Mefosh. So this is a Mahalach, not like Rashi. Shakodesh Bochu Dibur im Yeshua B'yoyim Lachim. Not Ches Nissan, Zayin Nissan, which was the 30th day of the Avelis of Moshe. That Yom Lamed Devil Moshe Shuzayin Benis Ba'af Al Gav Dein Shchine Shoyre Mitoich Atzvitz Bikol Mokem Mitzvah Hayom Kekula. Oh, but by a Beilus you have a Klal Mitzvah Hayom Kekula. V'komalu Ba'oit Shloi Shishomim Abru Es Hayalde. So in 3 days Ba'oit Shloi Shishomim Abru Es Hayalde Levad May I say Yoim Shapimid Boy. So the Rabbeinu Shalom told Yeshua, Zion listen, in 3 days, besides today, in 3 days, starting from tomorrow, so that's Ches Tes Yud, Tavra Sayyad, Levad Maisim Shemid Boy. The Yeshua Omer Lahem Mitzei Gimel Yomim, he told them at the end of 3 days, these 3 days means from when the Rabbeinu Shalom told them. He told them, Zion Nissen, so he told them at the end of the 3 days, counting Zion Nissen, Ches Nissen, and Tes Nissen, so he told Lemochos, by Tes Nissen, told him tomorrow we're going over. Weisem schnachadim edim adayin elamed beis, ki moche yasa Hashem, diploi stein elamed gimel yoyim, v'yoyim asiri b'chodesh. So that's how Tosfos wants to, is we're juggling around the 3 days. The Rebbe Shalom told them, v'oyit shloi shishamim means starting from tomorrow. And Yeshua that said, at the end of the 3 days, tomorrow we're going over, he's starting from the day that Rebbe Shalom spoke with him. The doichiku, so Tosfos says that's a very big doichik, the v'oyit shloi shishamim to come HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cholek, mimitzei shloishim yam, the kama Yeshua, that means so that's above that. The Ba'oi Shloisha Shomim means starting from tomorrow. And Yeshua told Tzai Yisrael, Mitzei Shloisha Shomim, the end of the 3 days, means starting today. Ba'id Le'havi K'mei Ba'oi Shloisha Shomim Yisa Parak. Ha'osam Havi B'seich Shloisha Yomim. There Ba'oi Shloisha Yomim means B'seich Shloisha Yomim. K'dachsiv Ahi Ba'yem HaShlishi Yom Yiladis as Parak. So the way that Yesh Mevosim Shad said, Vayit Shloish Shomim means starting from tomorrow. And then the Pasuk says, Vayit Shloish Shomim means starting from today. No, we have places before, the Kal Lachud, that's already, says I, that's Mishne the Torah. Levichach, Yesh L'yashiv, Perish Rishon. The Vaday Leidi Barima Eladavke B'yoyim Lamadalav La'ivol Moshe. Aino Chesnis. Now, before we go further, I want to say if it's a shtickle ha'orele, I don't know if there's yesh dvorim begav, there's ain dvorim begav, but I'd like to mention it. We have here a machlikis in Tosfos. When did the Rabbi Shalom speak with the Yeshua? Yom Lamed? And the yesh mefarshe Yom Lamed. Ay, ain kodesh baruch hu, ain shchin shayla mitaych atzvus, mitzvus ayam kikulay. So spoke to him. And Taisa says of it, the Vade Lady Bemadakura. So here we are machlokes if the Rebbe Shalom spoke to him be Yom Lamed. The Taz, Nerechayim, Seif Simon, Taknon Hei, brings down a very interesting machlokes. He speaks by Avelis. And by the Avelis of Shiva, we also say Mitzvah Siyem Kekuloi. So he brings a machloikis of Tashmish Hamita is Mutter Yom Zayin. So he wants to say Mitzvah Siyem Kekuloi. So Tashmish is Mutter. We ended the Shiva. Then he brings a Sefer Chassidim.
Then he brings a Sefer Chassidim Netshuvas Maram that say Tashmish Hamita only becomes Mutter at night. So perhaps the Shairish of the Machlekes is, even though I say Mitzvah Hayom Kikuloi, it could be a Dovo Shel Simche, I will not say Mitzvah Hayom Kikuloi. It means the Niyag of Avelis, that I say Mitzvah Hayom Kikuloi, doesn't have to say Shiveh, but Simche could be Yizasa Kolayim, or maybe not. Maybe that is the machlokes l'gabi tashmish. Maybe that is the machlokes over here. These two rishonim, nora ein hashchina she'erel mitoch simche. So it could be if there was a machlokes if there was hashchos hashchina after mitzvah shayim lamed, could be there is a connection the machlokes and Tosfos with the machlokes the Taz and the Sefer Chassidim. Now let us finish Tosfos. Dvad ele dibrim el daf ki biem la medal of label Moshe. Dahainu ches nisen. Om alei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bi oit shloishes yomim. I Moshe yoyim sha'omad boi. That means oit shloishes yomim. This is ches nisen. Dahainu yoyim asiri ta'aburu. Ta'aburu. You're going to go over. Umikzei shloishes yoyim dekama Yeshua lahaom. That what it says by the end of the third day. Told them lamochos haynu soif yom sheni shesamuch liyom gimel. That's called the end of the second day. The beginning of the third day is also called mikzei shloishim yoyim. Pseb yom lamed beis besoif esamuch atlus yom lamed gimel. Kmayhu de psochem b'meipak tarti ve'ayot las.
So that's called three, the third hour, the second hour, it's all the same. V'chein matzina b'irmiye d'chsiv miketz sheva shonim tishlochu ishes avdoi v'porich b'elchen maikoma sheva v'le'eved yoytze b'sheish v'shani sheish l'nimkar v'sheva l'nirza. Now this is a very shver, what this means by the case of nirza, but just let's say the words. Perishim pogavo yoivu shnaz zayin l'rtziyosoi el'mchirosoi tishalchenu. It means it's the end of the 6 year, and it's called, it says in the posik, it says miket sheva shani, which means the end of the 6 year. Alma afogav sheyoivu mishamet mitchilosoi kere miket sheva shonim. It means the end of the 6 year, which is the beginning of the 7th year. Achenami kore tchile yom gimel, tchile shem gimel, the beginning of the 3rd day, miktzei shloishes yomim. So mamela, that's how Tosus wants to be miyashet the gemara.